the first question. Is it possible to be inside with you? Whenever you are with yourself, you are with me, and there is no other way to be with me. So don't create a duality between you and me. Just try to be with yourself. Just try to be your withinness, and you are with me. Language is not capable to say anything about a non-dual reality. Whatsoever is said in language is bound to be dual. And when you are with me, neither you are nor I am. Whenever you are really your being, you are a nobody, a vast emptiness, a holy sky with no boundaries. And then you are not only with yourself, you are with the trees, with the clouds, with the mountains, with the sands and with the seas. When you are with yourself, you become the whole. And the way to know the outside Buddha is the way to know the inside Buddha. When you are completely within yourself, you have known all Christs, all Buddhas, all the masters that have ever existed, and all those also which will ever exist. Because you become one with the whole. Knowing oneself, one knows the whole. Don't cling to me. I am here to make you free. I am here to help you to be completely, authentically yourself. If you have accepted me as your master, then you have to understand what I am saying. If you have accepted me as your master, then the only way for you to is to know yourself. Forget about me. Move within words. One day when you will be standing in your own total glory, the magnificence of your inner being, in the inner light, there you will find me, not as a separate being, not as an object, but as the very innermost core of your own self. It is reported Buddha was dying and Ananda started weeping and crying, his oldest disciple and the most clinging one. For 40 years he has been with Buddha and he has not realized himself yet. He loved Buddha too much. If you love too much, and remember always, anything that is too much becomes part of the mind. Only balance is transcending mind. Anything that is too much becomes part of the mind. He loved Buddha too much. The love was not a freedom. It has become a bondage. Anything of the too much is a bondage. And now Buddha is dying. His whole life ruined. He cries and weeps like a small child whose mother is dying. And Buddha stops him and said, "What, Ananda, are you doing?" He looks at Buddha with tear-filled eyes and says, "Now where I will see you, where I will search you?" And Buddha laughed and he said, "That has been my whole teaching. For 40 years what I have been telling to you, that whenever you want to see me, look within. Appa Deepo Bhav, be a light unto yourself. There, inside you, you will find me." love me only to drop one day, and love me so deeply that you can drop without any grudge, without any clinging, without any complaint. It looks difficult because you can understand only love in terms of attachment. You don't know that love is deep unattachment. You can understand love only as a possessiveness. You don't know love is the greatest freedom, non-possessiveness. Love is an infinite sky. You cannot force it into narrow spaces, conditioned, limited. If you understand me well, drop all fears and love more and love unconditionally. And don't think that you are doing something for the other when you love. You are doing something for yourself. When you love, it is beneficial to you. So don't wait that when others will love, then you will love. That is not the point at all. Be selfish. Love is selfish. Love people you will be fulfilled through it. You will be getting more and more blessedness through it. And when love goes deeper, fear disappears. Love is the light, fear is darkness. Dark night is still, but darker the night, the brighter the morning is going to be. It is just coming. It is just by the corner. You cannot see, but the Master can see. And He bows down to you, to the morning that is going to happen within you. When your house is lighted, when you have a fragrance of happiness, suddenly your fragrance enters into others' life, changes them, transforms them, without any mind on your part to transform them. If you love a person, you accept the total person with all the defects. Because those defects are a part of the person. But your love will change. Remember this, love never tries to change, but it changes tremendously. If you can love, that will bring a revolution. And it brings the revolution so silently that even the footsteps are not heard. Nobody ever becomes alert what is happening. Everything happens so silently. As the buds open and flower, and no noise is heard. Just like that. Thank you. Love never purchases, because love knows that love is possible only in total freedom. When the other is totally free, only then love is possible. Love is a happening of total freedom. When the other is not in any way in bondage, free to give, free not to give, totally free, only then giving is beautiful. When somebody comes and gives his or her love to you without asking, without demanding for it anything in return, it has a beauty. It is not of this world. It has an unearthly quality to it. It is sacred. Remember, when you are in love, be very alert. Nothing else needs more alertness. If you want the purity of love to grow, don't allow the mind to interfere. Live in the unknown. Don't try in any way to secure the future. This moment should be the only moment. Here now should be the only space. This moment you are in love, perfectly beautiful, be in love. Don't think of the next moment, what will happen. Nobody knows. And nobody can plan it. And all planning goes wrong. Life remains an unknown affair. And that's why it is so beautiful. The next moment always comes as an unknown surprise. Don't try to make it predictable. A beloved is unpredictable, a wife predictable. The moment a person becomes predictable, he is dead. When you are functioning in deep harmony, your whole being a musical concert, an orchestra. All notes falling together, meeting and merging into one whole. When you are a unison, this is what we have called in India Samadhi. To attain to the absolute at-homeness, togetherness of your being. Then you feel grateful. Then you simply bow down. Not that there is a God and you are bowing down to Him. No. You simply bow down out of gratitude. Not that there is God, but that suddenly when you function beautifully and you feel so good and a deep well-being surrounds you. A deep gratitude arises like a pillar of light within you. It penetrates all the skies. It goes to the highest, it goes to the deepest. Suddenly you bow down. Not before anybody, remember. You simply bow down in deep gratitude because you don't know now what to do. Such benediction, such blessedness, such ecstasy, what to do? You simply bow down in deep gratitude before the whole. You become a godly person. Become religious, one needs a dancing heart. To become religious, one needs to be celebrating. To become religious, one needs to enjoy and delight in small things. If you learn how to be delighted in small things, eating food, taking a bath, going for a morning walk, if you can delight in small things, and there are no big things in life, only small things are there. But if you delight in small things become great. And the total accumulated effect of small things lived, celebrated, transforms you. You become religious. That is the magic key to open the door of religion. If I can help you to dance a little, and sing a little, enjoy a little, feel grateful and thankful a little, that's enough. When one comes face to face with his own being, it is as if two mirrors are facing each other. When two mirrors face each other, what happens, do you know? They reflect eternity, infinite vastness. When you come to yourself, you mirror yourself. Eternity is reflected. That is the glory of God. You have come to the God. In Upanishads, those who have known, they have said, at this moment, Aham Brahmasmi, I am the Absolute. Enough for today.